Crossman's Crash Course for Writing with Impact. Step 5, check for what's missing. Some people are surprised to hear that writing with impact requires a great deal of organization, and I think that word writer is to blame. It is a highly romantic word, and it conjures a soft, focused vision of a dreamy-eyed youth shut away in a cluttered attic room with nothing but a blotty pen and a tattered notebook for company. Organization is not romantic. Good writing has two main components: structure, which this series has been emphasizing, and style, which I will examine in a future series. While the style imparts personality to your writing, it is the structure that gives it ironclad strength. My last podcast took you through the messy but crucial process of organizing information into 4 key areas: why, what, how, and implications. We tacked on a chunk of introductory information and a chunk of concluding information. Before you start knitting all that information into the glorious creation of a proper document, you have to step back and check for what's missing. It sounds pretty simple, but plenty of people neglect this piece. We know from studies in psychology that some people are highly motivated to solve problems. These people enjoy looking for the holes in their information. Other people find their motivation comes through achieving goals. And it's this group of people that will likely find the process of checking for what's missing to be highly tedious. Neither tendency is wrong, but if you are highly goal-oriented, you may need to force yourself to complete this task. And let's face it, if you have left out an important fact, argument, or shade of meaning, it's a lot easier to find out before you start writing than to regret the omission at a later date. Once you have all the information you need and it's all nicely organized, you can then start crafting sentences to tie it all together. At this point in my 5-step process, your document will practically write itself, and your job is to then focus on the style issues that will make the piece coherent and expressive. I find that writing a document this way is something like sculpting a great work of art from a large block of wood. You carefully chip and scrape away the material you don't need and mold the remainder according to your vision of what the piece should be like. Eventually, the final shape emerges. The floor will be littered with messy chips of unused verbiage, but the document itself will be something graceful and articulate. And actually, maybe there is something a little romantic in that concept. But the goal is to communicate clearly, and that can only happen if you're well organized and stay focused on ensuring that your audience understands what you have to say. If you'd like more information on how I approach my work as a writer, editor, author, and book coach, I invite you to check out my website at www.crossmancommunications.com. And by all means, get in touch if you feel that I can be of assistance. My email address is Susan, S-U-S-A-N, at crossmancommunications.com. And good luck with the writing.